From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The effort to kick California Governor Gray Davis out of office has cleared another hurdle. Today, a state appeals court found that California's Secretary of State had misinterpreted the rules for validating signatures on recall petitions. As a result, the count should now go faster, and the measure to recall Davis could qualify for the ballot as early as next Wednesday. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the campaigns for and against a recall are also picking up momentum.
For Democrats, the battle to save Gray Davis's job is now a national campaign. So said Terry McAuliffe, the head of the Democratic National Committee, at a news conference in Los Angeles yesterday. McAuliffe said the National Party will fight the recall with money and with bodies. He promised visits to the state on Davis's behalf by well-known Democrats, perhaps even former President Clinton. And he said the party is determined that Gray Davis will be the only Democratic option on a recall ballot.
Voters here in California need to understand that. When you go vote at the recall, you will not have a choice to then pick a Democrat, because we stand firmly 100% behind Gray Davis. No ifs, ands, or buts.
A poll this week showed that 51% of likely voters favor recalling Davis, but they could change their minds depending on who the candidates are vying to replace him. The poll also showed that a significant number could change their minds if a state budget were passed in the next few weeks. The legislature has failed to agree on a plan to close California's record $38 billion shortfall, and the budget is now 18 days overdue. Despite California's financial crisis, the recall is no slam dunk, warns Republican pollster Frank Luntz in a memo to organizers of the recall campaign. The memo was just leaked to the media by Democrats. In it, Luntz advises Republicans to, quote, kill Davis softly. While it's important to trash the governor, says the memo, it should be done in the context of regret, sadness, and balance. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.